Test, test. Can you get me? You got me? All right. Can you hear me okay? All right. That's perfect. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. So, Jim, are you ready to go here sound-wise? All right. So, Cindy, go ahead and hit it. All right. Okay. Good morning and welcome to worship here at the Dorseyville Alliance Church. We are grateful that you have chosen to tune in this morning or during the week whenever you have been able to watch. We trust that this time will be a blessing to you as we exalt and lift up the name of Jesus together. A couple quick announcements I want to share. First is this evening, Sunday, it is Pentecost Sunday. And so Sunday night at 6 o'clock, we will be having a special prayer meeting time here at the church. If we have more than 25, we will be breaking up. Some will be in the church, some will be outside, and at 7 o'clock we'll be gathering back together in the parking lot, no matter what, to be able to have an end time. The purpose of our time on this Pentecost Sunday is to celebrate the gift of the Spirit, but also just to say, Lord, we need you. Just as those early disciples, those early believers welcomed the presence of the Spirit and the Spirit's power poured out, and they were never the same in the birth of the church. We want, in these days of coronavirus, just to be able to say, Lord, we need a fresh touch from you. However you choose to do that, we offer ourselves in willing submission. So at 6 o'clock, we welcome you for that time. As Governor Wolf has announced that we will be entering into the green phase on Friday, we are making plans to be able to have in-person services on Sunday morning. And so the way that we're going to be doing that, being that we still have to abide by social practicing or social distancing practices and mask wearing, is that we will not be able to have a normal service in the sense that everyone can come at one time if there would be more than somewhere in the range of 30 to 40 or 50 people. And so we are asking to see how many people are planning to come to in-person services. The first Sunday we would do this is Sunday, June the 14th. And right now we are planning, if need be, to have a 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. worship service. And to be able to know how many people are coming, we ask that you go to our website, www.dorseyvillealliance.org, and sign up for one of those two services. If it turns out that we do not as many people are coming that is needed for two services, we will do one service at the normal 10:30 a.m. time. So please, by this Friday, I believe it is June the 5th, please sign up on our website. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call the church, or if it's just easier to do that, call the church and let us know if you're planning to come, whether you would come to a 9 or 11 a.m. service. And we will continue to give you more details as we roll those out, as we make these plans coming into the green phase of our state's reopening plan. This morning, as we begin, I do want to just take a moment and acknowledge the fact that many in our country are grieving and lamenting, and that we as a church want to join with them. And those that are grieving specifically because of the death of George Floyd. Now, whether you, whatever your beliefs, whatever your take on the situation, our brothers and sisters of color are grieving and are lamenting these days. The scriptures say that when one rejoices, we all rejoice. But when one grieves, we all grieve. And so together as a church family, again, regardless of your views, would we join with our brothers and sisters of color, and would we grieve, and would we lament with them? And would we ask that the systemic issues that they face, that justice would come, that the Lord who always does what is right would come and empower, would set these situations right. The Church of Jesus Christ has a voice in this, and may we use it well to advocate for those who do not have the same privileges sometimes we all do. So as we begin, we want to welcome the presence of the Spirit on this Pentecost Sunday, but we also want to just ask that the Lord's peace and the Lord's justice would reign in our country these days. Let's join in prayer. Father in heaven, we are grateful that you are a promise-keeping God. And on this Pentecost Sunday, you kept your promise, as you always do, in sending your Spirit upon those early believers, the same Spirit that fills and empowers us today. And so, Holy Spirit, we welcome a fresh touch from you this day. We welcome you to come in the sanctuary as we spend this time recording the service. And also for everyone who is listening, wherever they are at or watching, Holy Spirit, would you come to them? Would you exalt Christ? Would you transform us, I pray. We do pray for those in our country, especially who are grieving and are lamenting this day. Lord, we join with our brothers and sisters of color. We ask. We ask in the name of Jesus for peace to be poured out. We ask, Father, for justice to be done. And we pray, Father, that you would allow us to join with them. Father, we ask your kingdom to come. Father, we ask your will to be done here on this earth as it is in heaven, where there is no Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male nor female, that we all stand equal at the foot of the cross. So come to do that kingdom work, I pray. Do it in me. Do it in us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Have your way in this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. As we worship together from our homes, we are starting off with a song, Come Now is the Time to Worship. And let this not be just another song that we sing mindlessly, but let it be that we act out these words in truth. So as we sing these words, come now is the time to give your heart. Let's hand over our hearts and surrender our lives, bow on our knees before our God together this morning, and worship him fully and truly in spirit and in truth.
waited for this day. We're gathered in your name. We're calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens. Wanna see you open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the skies, descending like a cloud. You're standing with us now, Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our brain. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
God, we praise you this morning. We praise you because you are good, God. You are great. You are sovereign and holy. Holy Spirit, we just ask that you would dwell among us today. Fill us up with your Spirit, Lord. God, overflowing. Let your Spirit be overflowing through us in such a way that every person who sees us would just be drawn to you. God, we come here expecting to meet you wherever we find ourselves today. Lord, we just ask that you would meet us and reveal yourself to us and transform us. Lord, let us not leave this time of worship without being transformed. God, we ask that through this transformation and through your work in our lives, Lord, that you would be glorified through us and through our church. God, we just ask that you would work miracles in us, through us, and all around us. And we thank you in advance, God, for the great works that you will do. Amen.
Glory. change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity to gather and worship you. And we're very well aware of the fact that our nation is in mourning over the loss of an innocent man who didn't deserve near what he got, Lord. And for those people that own shops and businesses that are being destroyed now with wanton destruction, there's so much hurt and pain in our country right now, Lord. And we need you, Lord. We need your healing. We need a great deal of healing, Lord. And I pray you would start with us. Help us to examine our own hearts, Lord. For we know that without you, our heart is callous and cold and wanting to do evil things. But through the transformation of you, Lord Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be transformed into vessels for good. And we pray that you would transform us today, Lord. Start with us, Jesus. And bring healing to our nation, we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just once again ask, Lord, that you would transform our hearts. You would mold us and shape us, Lord. Make us more like you. God, that as we would go about our lives, it would be less of us and more of you working through us. God, we just want you to be glorified through us and just ask that you would draw others to you. God, we thank you that you allow us to be a part of that work here on this earth. And so once again, we just ask for miracles and great things to come in the days ahead. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.